Ellen White's bold testimony bears fruit. Monday, morning, March 3, I saw, as I was making an illustration, very pointed, Elder Larson had on a broad grin. I said, "What is it, Brother Larson? Have I spoken anything that is improper?" I asked twice the reason of such demonstrations. He finally said it was because he appreciated the illustration. "Very well," I said. "If it fits you, take it, and I hope all will do this." Next morning he was not present. Wednesday, Thursday, he was present. The Lord gave me great clearness and power in speaking. What was my surprise to receive a letter from Larson in which he asked me to set him right before the people because of my sharp rebuke, that is, confess I had wronged him. This matter sank my heart like lead. What to say to these men, how to treat their strong spirits, was a difficult problem to solve. I knew not what to do. I knew that the Lord urged me to give the testimony that I did. There seems to be now many getting the blessing of faith and freedom. I called Brother Olds's name and gave him a pointed testimony. He confessed Sabbath afternoon. This morning he talked very humble and broken. Brother Brighouse said he never was so blessed in his life as he has been within a few days. Brother Warren reveals the blessing of God in his face, for he looks as if the Sun of Righteousness was beaming upon him. He bore a testimony. He never felt the blessing of God in this way before. Brother Pharaoh has humbled his heart and he says he is free in the Lord and wonderfully blessed. Brother Watt talked again this morning and he says he is gaining a deep and rich experience in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He seems to be altogether a different man, and many whose names I do not know are coming into the light. Oh, I hope and pray that this work may move forward in great power. We must have the blessing of God, deep and rich and full. Brother Olson stands well, firm and free and boldly on the right side. What course Dan Jones may take now and what course Porter and Larson will take, who have been so actively engaged in sowing their unbelief and prejudice, I cannot imagine. I hope they will be born again. With the break she was now witnessing, she felt that she need no longer be restrained because of the reluctance of some to receive her message. "I am free," she wrote, "and I talk as the Spirit of God giveth me utterance, and the word spoken is thankfully received by the largest number." She continued. "These men that have held things now have no power. There is a strong current setting heavenward, and if we wait on the Lord we will surely see of his salvation." Ibid. J.W. Watt, in a letter of confession, told of how he came full of opposition to the meeting, but he accepted her testimony to him and was eager to confess to Wagoner and to the class at the first opportunity. "I am sure the Spirit of the Lord is at work. What the strong spirits will do," she wrote, "I cannot tell," and then added. "Larson called to see me a few minutes ago. I was altogether too busy to see him. What he wanted to say I know not, but I feel that they want to get me to say something they can make a handle of, and I want to be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove." Ibid.